talking to the owner. They call me Hot Rod. Everybody knows it. I don't have to say what I am, because I've done it. That's the difference between you and me. You talk about it, I do it.
You will know that your ass is mine, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold gets up.
Welcome to the East Side, Dave and Son Wrestling Show with our new mic and on WRIT.com here for Hell in the Cell.
I love the introduction for starters. Okay, Stanley Mack, ladies and gentlemen, Stanley Mack, the absolute undisputed unanimous babyface of the East Side, Dave and Son Wrestling Show. And my name is East Side Dave. Okay, that's the son, though, Stanley Mack. He's the big hero. Fine. I'm jealous, okay? Once in a while, can I be the babyface? Once in a while, can I be the guy that everyone's... Oh, David, you're so great. But it's always Stanley this and Stanley that. You know, don't get me wrong. It's deserved for introductions such as that. That was a spectacular introduction. Michael Buffer couldn't have done a better job. You have no idea who Michael Buffer even is, I bet. Be honest. I'll give you 50 points right now if you can tell me who Michael Buffer is. Go.
He is, I don't know.
Exactly.
I just know him better than him.
Exactly. Well, right now you are better than him, but yes, it's the Side Davidson Wrestling Show. Another round of applause for us. And tonight... We're discussing the Hell in a Cell. It's Hell in a Cell 2020 right here in the WWE. A big time event right there. They got 5 matches listed. We were a little bit surprised by that. Not a big card.
Breaking news. Daddy will fight Eli Fuester in Hell in a Cell.
Well, listen, if you're going to plug Father David, then I'm certainly going to double down on that plug there. That's fine. So listen, here's the bottom line. You know, I usually don't do shameless plugs for myself and my brilliant and glorious wrestling career. Yes, Father David, I am simply one of the great superstars in the entire wrestling business. And I am featured on IWF, that's the Independent Wrestling Federation. And tonight... same night as Hell in a Cell, October 25th, you can actually watch IWF's 23rd annual Loud and Proud event, big time wrestling event, okay? It is for free on YouTube. You just go to Wrestling IWF for free on YouTube, or you can get it on campiwf.com. That's campiwf.com. And I wasn't even going to talk about myself, Father David. And the fact that I have to participate in a rap battle with my longtime nemesis, this son of a, that no good Eloy Fiesta. So sick and tired of that guy.
What, the guy being in an arm wrestling contest, that guy?
Why did you have to bring that up?
Because he already kind of proved that he's number one.
He did defeat me in an arm wrestling competition, but I encourage anyone to go back and check the YouTube there, East Side Dave TV, and go ahead, check that arm wrestling match, and you're going to see Eloy Fiesta was grabbing the table. And what you're going to see, in addition to him grabbing the table, is that I got his arm down. But no one wanted to get, the angle's right there. But no one wanted to say that. So everyone wants to cheat. Everyone wants to cheat, Father David. I'm a man of God. I'm a man of God. I'm a holy man. I'm a clergyman. You cheat me and I'm a man of God? God dedicates his whole damned life to Jesus and God and the devil and Satan? A guy who dedicates his whole life and worships Lucifer, that's who you're gonna cheat? A guy who prays to the Dark Lord? Beelzebub? Eloy Fiesta, here's what I'm gonna explain to you right now. Okay, pal? When people tune in to 23rd Annual Loud and Proud, okay, campiwf.com or Wrestling IWF on YouTube, they're gonna see Eastside Father David give the sermon of a lifetime as I annihilate you in the first ever IWF rap battle. That's happening tonight. Okay? Let's get back to the Hell in a Cell. You know, will you pipe it down over there? You're talking so much today, Stanley. You excited for Hell in a Cell?
Yeah.
It's what I was saying before is that we only got 5 matches, 3 of them are Hell in a Cell matches themselves. Not sure if they're going to add more matches or what, but 5 matches is a little small, I thought. But listen, we're not here to criticize. I'm excited. I'm excited for the matches, so let's get right into it. Unless you have... You know what? Let's take a moment. Let's take a moment. Status of the WWE right now. This past week. Let's just break down this past week. Did you enjoy Raw? Did you enjoy SmackDown?
Yeah, and you know what? To make this a little longer, you know what they should have done?
What?
They should have done the Lana and Asuka match.
Yeah, it wasn't the Lana and Asuka match originally scheduled for Hell in a Cell?
Yeah.
And then they moved it to TV.
Yeah, well, do you think it's because it's so short? Do you think that they should have had it?
That's not a bad idea. Maybe you should be a booker. You know? That's the term I hear. I don't even know. I don't know what a booker does necessarily. I mean, I guess you read a lot. You know, I'm not familiar with all the terms. All I know is good guys, bad guys, baby faces, heels. All I know is bringing the pain. So let's get right into it. Did you like Raw and SmackDown this week?
Yeah.
I thought they were good too. I do. I'm really enjoying the Roman Reigns storyline. And we're going to get to that. That'll be our last prediction. But let's get right into it. Let's start off with a singles match for the Money in the Bank contract. Not exactly sure how this is legal. We did see some sort of trial. I believe it was a bit of a sham trial. But Otis, who is your Money in the Bank holder, okay? He won the Money in the Bank match months ago. Somehow Miz sued Otis to get the Money in the Bank contract. Not sure how that's possible. So now they're going to finally have a match, and the winner will actually be the Money in the Bank contract holder. And you know what this tells me?
What?
That they made a mistake giving Otis the Money in the Bank. It tells me that they went with a cheap, fun little temporary, oh, no one's going to see Otis coming, and then very short-sighted because they thought, you know what? Otis can't be holding the Money in the Bank or a future champion, so we got to take it off him, and that's why you're getting this whole Miz deal. That's my opinion.
And do you know what I think? I actually think I'm going to go with The Miz.
You think Miz is going to win tonight?
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think they're taking the Money in the Bank off of Otis. And I'm not sure why they split up Heavy Machinery. I actually was a Heavy Machinery fan. I was a fan of that tag team.
I was too.
I call them a bit of... who are the guys who do the guys from Australia?
Bushwhackers.
Okay, Bushwhackers, but combined with Heart Foundation. I know it's a weird mashup, but that's what I saw. A combo of Heart Foundation and Bushwhackers equals Heavy Machinery. Which I'm a fan of. You get the character of the Bushwhackers, but then you get some of the wrestling of the Heart Foundation. Come on, it's not a bad analogy.
Really, the Heart Foundation do like worms and all that stuff?
No, they don't. That's the more Bushwhacker side of things, the entertainment side. I'm just, you know what? Here's the thing. I agree with you, though. Miz is going to win this. I mean, this is an easy prediction. I'm going to tattoo it onto my arm right now. Let me see my arm for a second. Okay, I'm going to get the tattoo thing.
He's doing it to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's your arm. Shoot, okay. You know what? I'm going to pause on the tattoo thing because I inadvertently grabbed your arm instead of mine. I don't think you're allowed to get a tattoo. How old are you? You're not 18, are you?
44.
44 years old? You are legal then. It's weird that you're older than me. I think that's a disturbing thought. Okay, so we both like The Miz on the singles match for the Money in the Bank contract. All right, next one. Jeff Hardy, Elias, also regular singles match. Elias blames Jeff Hardy for hitting him with the car all those months ago. Now, Jeff Hardy maintains he did not hit Elias with the car, and I believe still feels set up by Sheamus, but Elias doesn't want to hear it. He's taking all of his anger out on Jeff Hardy.
You know what? I'm upset city.
Upset city?
Elias.
Oh!
You know why? Because I think that they're going to continue with this storyline.
Okay, let me just tell you something. Here's why you're wrong.
Why?
Every time it feels like Elias is going to get a good run where we can actually see him winning wrestling matches. Because we know he's funny. We know he's got character. We know he can play the guitar.
Tonight.
But can we ever get him to win a match? Few matches? 5 matches in a row? Is that ever going to happen? Is he ever going to win and wrestle and win? Every time I feel like I'm ready to emotionally dive into Elias, he never wins. Tonight will be no different. They're going to break our hearts again. Jeff Hardy wins this one. Boom! First disagreement of the program. What do you think about that? Controversial?
Yeah, I just said Elias because I think that though I continue the storyline. And also, I'm rooting for Elias also.
You're rooting for Elias?
Yeah.
Okay. Any more thoughts?
No.
No?
No.
What's 4 plus 4?
4 plus 4 is 8.
What's 4 times 4?
4 times 4 is 18.
Wrong. 16.
Oh, yeah.
You're pretty smart, though. Here's the funny thing about you. Much smarter at math than I've ever been. You know why? I thought 4 times 4 was 63.
What's 5 times 5?
5 times 5, this is very easy for me. That's
94. 25.
Nope. I have to check my calculator after the show. I'm not exact. I don't think your math is adding up, literally. Okay, next one. Here we go. Bailey, Sasha Banks. Let's mix it up. This is a Hell in a Cell match for the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. Bailey is your SmackDown Women's Champion. What do you think? Blood feud here. Angry.
Is friends, not friends. Is tonight the night where Sasha can win? And I say, yes. Sasha Banks will be your new SmackDown Women's Champion.
Wow. That's a big prediction. Because I'm still thinking that Bailey's going to, keep going. Keep going as that heel.
I think we would both agree that that even if Bailey wins tonight, eventually, it will be Sasha who takes it from her.
I think that is the case, yeah. Yeah, I do. I was thinking that was going to be more of a WrestleMania match, but I suppose you're right. It is only October, so it'd be hard to extend this all the way to WrestleMania. But I'm still going with Bailey. I think she's going to maintain her excellent heel status. She's been a fantastic champion, and I think she's going to retain the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. Bailey for the win. Another disagreement by the Mac boys. It's getting stressful in here, isn't it? You stressed out?
I'm so stressed out.
You are. Ooh, look at this.
When I stress out.
When you stress out, you breathe like Jason from Friday the 13th movies? Because that's what it sounded like. Okay? It's creepy. Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton. Hell in a Cell match for the WWE Championship. Drew McIntyre is your WWE Champion. Done a great job. Unfortunately, his entire reign with no fans. Now they have the Thunderdome, so the virtual audience is in attendance. But it does sort of stick that Drew McIntyre's had this really good run, I think, as a champion with nobody there. What do you think? Is this where can Drew lose this match?
No, I think Drew's going to win. I do.
You do? You think Drew's going to win this?
Yeah. You're surprised?
I am darn surprised. Drew McIntyre's losing tonight. I have it on good authority that Randy Orton had put something in Drew McIntyre's hot dog during lunch. And that's going to give Drew McIntyre an awful tummy ache. Okay? He's going to have to, I don't want to be disgusting, he's going to have to go to the bathroom a couple times. But Randy's going to use one of those times to pin him. Because he has to go so bad. He's just going to say, just pin me so I can run back. I'm telling you, I have good authority. Okay?
You saw it?
I have sources in the WWE. Hot dog poisoning. Randy Orton will win his, what would this be, 14th championship? Yeah. Randy Orton will win his 14th WWE championship tonight. I'll go you one further. It's not going to be John Cena who breaks Ric Flair's 16 championships. It's going to be Randy Orton. So he needs this tonight to stay on track. That is an East Side Dave. That is a Father David.
You're probably right.
Prediction.
He probably will break the record.
That's right. So he's got to get a couple of these. Starts tonight. He's beating Drew McIntyre. Boom. Final match. Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso. Now listen, this is a Hell in a Cell match. However, it's also a Hell in a Cell I Quit match. Okay? Okay, the loser has to say, I quit. This is for the WWE Universal Championship. Here's the stipulations. If Jey Uso loses, he and his brother Jimmy Uso will have to take orders from Roman Reigns and acknowledge Roman Reigns as the tribal chief, or the Usos and their immediate families will be exited from the Anoa family. It's the family that they all belong to. So, that's a huge stipulation. If Jey Uso loses, he has to acknowledge Roman Reigns. He and Jimmy basically have to be Roman's henchmen, or they're getting kicked out of the family. Okay? What do you think?
Well, why would they want either? I wouldn't want to be kicked out of the family.
Well, he's got to win. Here is the one way to avoid all of this. Win.
Wait, I thought you meant like if he wins, he'll be kicked out.
No, No. It's all about losing. If he loses, if he wins, nothing happens to Jey. Okay, Jey can go on, live his nice life. In fact, what happens to Jey is he wins the Universal Championship. That's what happens. So if Jey wins, he's the new Universal Champion. Okay, but if he loses, he has to basically make a decision. Am I now helping Roman, or do I want to be kicked out of the family? That's the stipulation. If he loses, got it? Who wins?
Actually, I think Roman Reigns.
Roman?
Yeah.
I like your prediction for a change. Every once in a while, you do something darn good. And that was it. Because there ain't no way Roman Reigns is losing this Universal Championship to Jey Uso right now. And I like Jey Uso. Don't get me wrong. I'm not actually, like making fun or anything. This has been a great storyline.
How big of a push has this been for Jey Uso?
It's been a fantastic push and well-deserved. He's been fantastic. He's been great. Whole thing's been fantastic. Let's just be honest. This is one that the WWE got right. I love it. As soon as Roman Reigns hooked up with Paul Heyman, we knew, okay, now we're talking. But the surprising part of it, I think, honestly, was the Jey Uso and Jimmy Uso storyline there. That was good. Well, listen, Mac, that's it. We just did all of our predictions. So here's what I want to say. Again, watch your Hell in a Cell. I'm going to be watching. Watch it. But if you say, hey, there's only a few matches or this or that, or I want to check out something live and local and all this greatness, we're talking about IWF, the 23rd annual Loud and Proud Wrestling event, kicks off tonight, Sunday, October 25th, 2028. PM to watch it for free, campiwf.com or YouTube, and just check out Wrestling IWF. Stanley Mack, give me some final thoughts, final predictions on this beautiful, beautiful wrestling event we got tonight, the Hell in the Cell match. And I want one last prediction, Father David versus Eloy Fiesta in the first ever IWF rap battle. Who do you think is going to win that?
Eloy Fiesta.
What? My son went with Eloy?
Yep.
Confess. I'm going to make you and I'm going to make Eloy Fiesta repent. Repent for your sins. That's what's going to happen. Okay? Final thoughts on Hell in a Cell then, since you just backstabbed me. Well, come on, give us something.
All my predictions are right.
All my predictions are right. That's your final thoughts. Everything I had to say today is accurate. Everything my father, my dad said, Father David, is wrong.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem fair. Oh, well, listen. Here's what we want. Wrestling fans, enjoy Hell in a Cell tonight. Should be good. There should be some great matches. Enjoy IWF Loud and Proud tonight as well. Let's just make it a wrestling party, baby. Let's just do this. For Stanley Mack, the King of the Castle, my name is Eastside Dave McDonald. You've been listening to the Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show. Good night, everybody!